people said. Thank y'all. I enjoyed that singing this morning. Amen. Somebody said, what's your favorite kind of music? That right there. Amen. Amen. And then bluegrass comes right up under that. Hallelujah. Acts chapter number 12. Somebody said, man, I don't like bluegrass music. You ain't going to like heaven one bit. Amen. I believe when we get there, there's going to be a dobro and a fiddle and a mandolin and a banjo. Amen. They might even let Brother Terry pick a little bit in heaven. Amen. Anyway, I enjoyed the singing this morning. God has blessed us with some people who can do it too. Amen. And I appreciate them with all my heart. Acts chapter number 12. We're going to talk about Peter just a little bit this morning. Our Sunday school program this month has been Lessons from Legends. I believe it started out with Elijah, is that right? And then we went from Elijah to Elisha. And then last week we went to a little lady in the Bible by the name of Ruth. And all our Sunday school teachers have been teaching on these subjects. And I've been praying and asking the Lord to let me preach on these subjects. And I thought about Peter's life. Peter is probably one of my favorite people. As a matter of fact, I believe he is my favorite person other than the Lord Jesus Christ in the New Testament. I love the Apostle Paul. He wrote 13 books of the Bible. There is only one area, really, in my life where I can relate to him. He was a highly educated man. I can't relate there. He spoke multiple languages. He was a very learned fella. I think if we met in the street, we wouldn't have much in common. I really don't think so. He was a Jew of Jews. I mean, he was everything he is supposed to be and all that. Amen? And the Lord saved him. Now, there's a thing me and Paul have in common. We're both saved by the same blood. We're both going to the same heaven. Well, he's already there. Amen? And I'm on my way. Hallelujah. But with this guy, Peter, brother, I'm telling you, I can relate to Simon Peter. Simon Peter was not a perfect guy. He was not highly educated. He was a fisherman. Somebody say amen right there. Help me, Brother Anthony. He loved the fish. Matter of fact, that's what he'd done for a living. He was a fisherman. Amen. He had a foul mouth. Oh, yeah. He had some zeal about him. If I just think about Peter, and I just think he'd fit in here. I really do. I think Peter would fit in at Happy Valley. Amen. I believe we are who he will hang out with when we get to heaven. Amen. He'll say, I can relate to that bunch right there. That's a bunch of sorry sinners saved by grace. Amen. Amen. Peter had doubt. The Lord had to rebuke the devil out of him one time. He had a temper. Peter would get in your face. Not only would he get in your face, he'd chop your head off. Amen. So when they came to arrest Jesus, Malchus's servant? He cut his ear off. Somebody said, why did he cut his ear off? He missed. He wasn't aiming for his ear. He was aiming for his head. Amen. And the Lord put the guy's ear back on, and he said, now, Peter, don't do that. I mean, you know. And I just feel like that's how the Lord is with me. Amen. Somebody, can I get a witness this morning? I want to look at a period. Brother Charles taught out of Acts chapter number 15 this morning. I started to go there and where Peter said he could not deny some things. And I thought about some things we could not deny. Amen. We can't deny the book. We can't deny the blood. We can't deny the blessed hope. I thought about those little things. But then the Lord brought me to Acts chapter number 12 where Peter is arrested and put in jail. And I want to show you some things from the Acts chapter number 12 this morning. Listen, there's a crowd on TV. Y'all look at me real good because I'm just going to say it flat-footed and in your eyeball. There's a crowd on TV that'll lie to you if you listen to them.
That's right.
Amen. Now, I mean, there's a crowd of them. They're on the Inspirational Network.
Yes, come on.
They got inspiration, but I don't know where they got it from.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, and they'll tell you if you'll send them $20. You won't have no more trouble.
That's right.
They're lying.
Amen.
Not only are they lying, you're going to have more trouble and you're going to be $20 broker.
Amen.
Amen. Why don't they sow a seed?
Yes,
amen. We got a mortgage. Why don't they send us some money?
That's right.
Let's call Creflo and see if we can get a loan this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all smile. It'll be all right. You say you shouldn't make fun of other people. If they lying, you should.
Amen.
Amen. Bible said mark them. We're going to mark them this morning.
That's right.
People will tell you if you'll get saved, you won't have no more problems. That is straight up not true. You're going to have problems whether you get saved or whether you don't. Amen. Everybody's got trouble. How many of you got a problem? Look around you. That's everybody in this room. If you didn't raise your hand, you probably will have by tomorrow. If you ain't got one right now, you will have here directly. Amen. It ain't going to be long. Trouble's coming your way. Whether it's finance, whether it's relationship, whether it's sickness and health, it doesn't matter. Trouble is coming down the road. How do I know this? You live in a body of flesh. You live in a body that is weak. You live in a body that is vulnerable. It's vulnerable to disease. It's vulnerable to sickness. Are y'all listening this morning? What are you saying, preacher? I'm trying to encourage you this morning. You got problems. That's not real encouraging, is it? You got problems. Somebody said, why do I want to get saved if I'm still going to have trouble? Well, you get a partner.
Amen.
When you get saved, you get somebody to walk through those troubles and those trials with you. I witnessed a little old girl crawling out of a car yesterday and crawling into her wheelchair. And Brother Samuel introduced me to Miss Amy Copeland. And she just got nubs on both arms and one of her legs had been cut off all the way to the hip. And Brother Samuel said, Amy, this is my pastor, Brother Amy. And she wrapped them little nubs around my neck and just hugged me. And I'm telling you, what make a girl like that smile?
Yeah.
I told the Channel 2 guy standing there, I said, I don't know if I was in that shape. I'm the preacher. And if as I was in that shape, I don't know if I'd be smiling like that. I hope I could. I hope I would. But what makes somebody happy who's going through that kind of trouble and that kind of trial? It's somebody they got on their team. It's somebody they got with them. Listen, you're going to go through problems one of two ways, by yourself or with Jesus. Amen. You're going to go through trouble one of two ways. You're going to face it no matter what. You might as well take somebody along with you who can handle the situation, who can give you peace in the middle of your storms, in the middle of your trouble, and in the middle of your trial. How many of you ever been in a fix, but deep down in your heart you knew it was okay? You knew it was going to be all right. They sang about it a while ago. They said, I've been through enough to know that He'll be enough. Amen. He's come through too many times, brother. I've seen Him, brother. I've seen Him do it over and over and over and over again. What I'm here to tell you this morning is you got two choices. Face your problems by yourself or face them with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Acts chapter number 12. I told you to turn there, didn't I? So I might as well read some of it, hadn't I? What time is it? Oh, I got to hurry. The Bible said, now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. Listen, we think we got troubles today. We mumble and grumble. I may get to the message, I may not. I really don't care. We mumble and grumble about everything under the sun. What if you had to swap places with these guys? We don't have a king, but we have a president. And they could very easily vex the church. What's that mean? Curse.
That's right.
Pass a law.
Yes, sir.
That says you can no longer assemble like this.
Yes, sir.
In freedom.
That's right.
You can no longer publicly stand and sing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound.
Yes.
You can no longer grab a King James Bible, crack it open, and preach the Word of God.
Yes.
If you do, we're going to put you in jail.
Yeah.
But we have that liberty this morning.
Yes, sir.
And we ought to rejoice. Amen.
Yes.
The Bible said in verse number 2, and he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quatrains of soldiers to keep him. Boy, they were scared of him, wasn't they? Intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. I like this little word. But. It's one of my favorite words in the whole Bible. You know what but is, don't you? It's a conjunction. Y'all remember that little cartoon when you was growing up? Conjunction, junction, what's your function? Amen. He said, I'm hooking up. Amen. That word but means what I'm fixing to say is going to be totally opposite from what I just said. In other words, we was going this way, but we turning around and we going another direction. The Bible said he was put in prison, but. Now watch this. Look at it with me. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. Man, you'd have thought he is Charles Manson. Ted Bundy or somebody. I mean, somebody. All he did was preach. All he did was what I'm doing this morning, and they've got him four quadrants of soldiers. They've got him bound with two chains. One chain out ain't enough, and they got a soldier sitting on each side of it. Boy, what he said must have stirred them up. The Bible said, and behold, verse number 7, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And verse number 9 said, he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. Wow. You know what he was saying, don't you? I can't believe this. Am I dreaming? Just a few minutes ago, I was asleep between two soldiers, wrapped up in two chains. All of a sudden, the lights came on in a dungeon where they are no lights. Amen. Nobody flipped the switch. The glory of God shone in that place. Are y'all listening to me this morning? And the Bible said that the chains fell off. Levi preached about that Wednesday night. My goodness, what a message. He talked about that little donkey the Lord rode, and he said he was tied up. And he said one thing about that donkey. He said he don't got fingers. He said that little donkey don't have fingers. He's got hooves. In other words, you can't untie a knot that you're tied up with if you ain't got no fingers. So just like the little donkey, Peter was tied up and did not have the power to loose himself. So somebody who had the power heard the prayer and loosed him. And the chains fell off. Somebody ought to shout, the chains fell off this morning. Amen. You was bound up, wound up in your sin. Your life was headed straight for hell in a handbasket. And one night, one day, one hour, you prayed a simple prayer, put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and the chains fell off. Hallelujah. There's enough in here to preach. Amen. Listen, did Peter have a problem? I'd say so. When I look at Peter's problem here, it makes mine look small.
Yes, sir.
I've been to jail, but I've never been in jail.
Yeah, come on.
Never in my life. I've come to see some of y'all.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm the only pastor I know who visits his people through 2 inches of glass. Amen. I've been there and talked on the little phone. But I've never been on the other side. And every time I come to see one of you, and y'all don't think it ain't everybody, it's just a couple. I'll have them stand if you want me to so you know who the con. No, I'm kidding. Every time I walk out of one of them jails visiting somebody, I have to bow my head and thank God. Because I don't sit on the other side of that glass and look through in condemnation. I sat through and looked through that glass and talk on that telephone with a thankful heart because I know I ought to be on the other side of that glass. I'm the one who ought to be getting visited. I'm the one who ought to be getting prayed for. But thanks be unto God because of Jesus Christ. I'm on the outside looking. Good God Almighty. I'm on the outside looking in. Amen. Instead of on the inside hoping one day to get out. Amen. Peter's having a tough day. And all he did, listen, I've had prisoners, people in jail. Had one guy in particular who I love with all my heart, but he held up a convenience store with a gun and got put in prison. And he's talking to me on the phone one day, called me. You always get collect calls when people... Would you accept a call from such and such penitentiary? Anyway, so he called me up on the phone, and he said, I feel like the Apostle Paul. I said, what? He said, I do. He said, I'm saved and I'm in jail. I said, that don't make you the Apostle Paul. I said, you robbed a store. You deserve to be where you at. Y'all listen to me? I said, you there because you're guilty. Peter wasn't guilty of nothing.
That's right. Amen.
Peter was following the will of God for his life.
Yes, sir.
Now that don't make good sense, does it? The Lord saves you. He's the creator of heaven and earth. He forgives you of all your sins, and then you try to please him and he lets you get locked up. You get saved, you join the church, you get baptized, you get your children in children's church and the patch in the peewee club, and you get your teens at the bonfire, and you try to sing in the choir, you try to help with fundraisers, you try to do everything you can, but yet still you can't pay the light bill, yet still you get laid off from your job. I mean, it just don't seem right.
Yeah.
It don't. I wonder if Peter felt the same way. I wonder if he sat in jail and thought, this ain't fair.
Yeah, come on,
I'm doing what you asked me to do. You've got power over all this.
Yeah.
You could make my toilets overflow with $100 bills if you wanted
sir.
To.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Why am I going through trouble? Because that's life.
Yes, sir.
Everybody's got trouble.
Yes, sir.
Somebody asked me one time, can you think of any disadvantages to being a Christian? I can.
Yeah.
But the advantages far outweigh them.
Amen.
Amen. The advantages far outweigh. Let me give you the disadvantages for being a Christian. Number one, your old daddy, the devil.
Yeah.
Well, some people ain't liking that. I said, your old daddy, the devil, that's who you served before you got saved.
Yes,
Jesus looked at that crowd and said, ye are of your father, the
yes,
devil.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible said, hey, there are two types of people. There are children of God and there are children of the devil.
Yes, sir.
You're one of the two.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Your old daddy, the devil, he's now your enemy.
Yes, sir.
And there's some people I don't want for an enemy.
Yes, sir.
There's some people I just won't want for an enemy. You know why? Because they're bigger than me.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I was always, you wouldn't know it now, but I was always small growing up. I wasn't always built like this. I used to be skinny. Amen. I mean, I had arms about that big around, looked like spaghetti noodles. You know who I hung out with? Big guys.
That's right.
Amen. I hung out with big guys.
Yes.
I made sure I was their buddy and
yes,
I was
sir.
Their friend. Amen.
Yes,
I'm not stupid.
Amen.
When somebody wanted to get into it, I made sure they was there. Amen.
Yes,
amen. Hey, it ain't so bad when you got two fellas 6'5" and 250 pounds standing beside you.
Amen.
Hey, you get real brave.
Yes,
I did that one night. I shouldn't tell this stuff. We used to go to Mapleton. Anybody know about the Hawthorne Plaza? You better say amen right there. We used to go over there just for one reason, and it wasn't to go to the game room, I promise you. And this old boy piled out of this car coming after me, and I jumped out. I was with two of my buddies. I won't even say their name, but I was with two of my buddies. I thought they got out of the truck with me. Buddy, here I go like a banty rooster, buddy. Yeah. Y'all get on out of that truck. I'll whoop all of you. And I started to turn around and say, won't we? And they was in the truck with the windows rolled up and the doors locked. Found out I was all by myself.
Yeah.
Amen. Trouble comes.
Yeah.
Trouble comes. Now, my old enemy, my old daddy, is now my enemy.
Yeah.
1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 8, the Bible said the devil's after you.
Yes,
said, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary the devil walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's after you.
Yes.
He's after your marriage.
Yes, sir.
I'll never forget, Brother Charlie, where you at? Wave at me right there. Brother Charlie is broke up from the floor up. Rode Brahma bulls like any idiot would do and got his back broke and his neck broke and his head broke and everything he's got's been broke. Brother Charlie come to my house, got saved. Didn't you get saved on my porch? You did, didn't you? Brother Charlie got saved on my front porch. He'd been saved about a year. After he got saved, I mean, it was like all Hades broke loose in his life. If it could go wrong, it went wrong. It did.
Yes.
And you know what he told me? He said, Brother Eddie, it was better than this when I was lost.
Yes,
you remember
sir.
That?
Yeah.
And he was done. He was throwing in the towel.
Yeah.
He was through. In other words, he's saying it ain't worth it to be a Christian. I was better off when I was unsaved and on my way to hell.
That's right. Come on.
Wasn't much longer, I visited Brother Tommy right after that in the hospital. Brother Tommy was having chest pains. It's because of his wife. He was having chest pains, having trouble with his heart. I was standing there in that right down here at Villa Rica in the emergency room, and they had Brother Tommy hooked up one of them machines that's got the lines. And I was watching that machine and Brother Tommy's heart rate and all that, and that machine, that little line was going like it was going beep, 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 beep. And I saw that. And just days before that, Charlie said, I'm getting sick of this. Up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. I was watching that machine going up and down. I was watching that line. And the Holy Ghost said, you know what that is? That's a life.
Yes, sir.
He said, you know what the alternative is?
Yes, sir.
I had to call Brother Charlie and tell him about that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just telling you, life is full of trouble, but thanks be unto God, we're not in it all by ourselves. My old daddy is now my adversary, but I have a new daddy. Woo! Who whooped him a long time ago and will whoop him again. Amen. Amen. I'm no match for the devil.
That's right.
But my big brother is.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm no match for him, but I have a Savior who can.
Yeah.
Amen. The girls sing a song, I have a father who can.
Yeah.
I can't beat the devil. I watch these televangelists. God bless their hearts.
Yeah.
They think they're more than what they are.
That's right.
I've watched them put their hands on people's head and command the devil to come out. And I'd like to see one of them try that stuff at the funeral home one time.
Yes, sir.
They claim they can heal all these diseases and they got the same power that the apostles had. Go to the funeral home.
Yeah.
Get your dead grandmama up and I'll follow you.
Yeah.
Amen. Put your hand on a dead body and say, rise up and walk. And if they do, I'm with you, Jack.
Yeah.
Y'all all right?
Yes, sir.
That'd be hard to fake right there, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Amen. My old enemy, or my old daddy is now my enemy. But I've got a new daddy who's bigger than my enemy. Amen. Listen. Disadvantage number two. God has chosen trials for me to go through. There are some valleys, there are some dark days. That is God's will for my life. God's will is not always an Oreo blizzard. I wish it was. God's will is not always banana pudding. Sometimes God's will is broccoli.
Amen.
Sometimes God's will is stuff that don't taste all that great.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening? Sometimes God, and that crowd will tell you God's will is all this fluffy stuff,
yeah,
and your bigger, better you and your great inner self. Ain't nothing great in you unless it's the Lord. Amen. But God does have some trials and some dark days. Hey, Mark chapter number 4, he sent his disciples into a storm.
Yes, sir. That's right.
He caused it.
That's right.
How do you know he caused it? Because he stopped it.
Yes, sir.
If he calmed the storm, he started the storm.
Amen.
Sure as I'm standing here,
yes.
He commanded it to stop, he commanded it to start.
That's right.
Amen. It was his will they go through that storm.
Amen.
Paul was on a ship about to be shipwrecked, and he said, I'm persuaded that God's able.
Yes, sir.
Amen. God visited him on that ship and said, it's going to be all right.
That's right.
You're in a storm, but I'm with you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. The Lord appeared to him in the storm. I'm glad I have a God. He has some trials picked out for me and some valleys that I've got to go through. But thank God he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the earth. Hallelujah. I'm glad that he is there with me. And those storms aren't for my hurt.
That's right, preacher.
They're for my help.
Amen.
Amen. You know what they do? They mature you.
Yes, sir.
They mature you. As a pastor, I've had the privilege of listening to people's problems for 20 years. Amen. I feel like Dr. Phil. Amen. Get me a TV show. Yes, pastor, that means tell me everything is wrong in your life. Amen. But I'll be honest with you, and I don't mean this to be like a smart aleck, but I've had some young married couples sit across from my desk, and I've had to bite my lip when they tell me their problem. We're going to get a divorce and we're going to do this. And they tell me why and I go. Y'all just need to stick it out.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
What I'm saying is they're immature.
Yes, sir.
And they hadn't been through what I've been through.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
And they hadn't been through what some others have been through. Listen, if you're not careful, you'll look at your own situation and you'll focus on it too much. Amen. Brother Stacy said this past week, he woke up one morning, was your back hurting? Your head ought to hurt the way it looks. He said his back was hurting, and he just laid there and he turned off his alarm clock and he said, I ain't even going to work today. He said, and the Holy Ghost said, well, what if you was like Amy Copeland? He said, surely, Lord, you ain't going to pull that on me. And the Lord said, yeah, I am. Stacy said, well, I'm going to work.
Amen.
Amen. If you focus on your own problems, you'll think you've got it worse than anybody else in the whole world when you really ain't. And whatever it is you're going through, the Lord's just trying to show you something about Him. He's trying to take you to a new level. Amen. He's trying to get you to have more faith and more trust in Him. Yes, He sent His disciples into a storm, but at the end of the storm in Mark chapter number 4, they started out going, oh, God, help us, Master, carest thou not that we perish? But at the end, they were standing there with their mouths hung open going, far out.
Yes, sir.
What manner of man is this?
Yes,
that even the wind and the sea obey Him. Wow!
Yes,
they would have never got that had it not been for that storm.
Amen.
Disadvantage number 2, God has some trials picked out for your life. Amen. Number 3, persecution comes with trust in Christ. Y'all ain't going to believe this, but people say we're a cult. Y'all can come look in the pulpit. I have no Kool-Aid. We're not waiting to catch a comet. We're not hiding in a compound. Y'all okay?
Yes, sir.
They call us a cult because we preach what they used to. We do what they used to. Brother Ricky Bass stood down here in town yesterday. That's Brother Jay's brother who pastors the East Hiram Baptist Church. Brother Ricky stood down there in Stacy and told us yesterday, didn't he, how they used to preach in the streets in Villarica years ago. And now this whole place thinks we're a bunch of lunatics. Because we just preach Jesus saves. Amen?
Amen.
You're going to be persecuted. Hey, expect it.
Amen.
Expect it. You come to this church, people's going to say, you go to that church, you must be crazy too.
Amen.
Hey, crazy's fun.
Amen.
Crazy is a whole lot more fun than boring.
Yes, sir.
Amen. This crowd stayed up all night, Melissa and Christy and I don't know who all, a bunch of them stayed up all night cooking that meat Friday night. They said, we're going to sleep in church Sunday morning. I said, go ahead.
Yeah.
Help yourself. You can sleep in our church. Go right ahead. Amen. You'll wake up when we're standing in your pew. Amen.
Amen.
Crazy is fun, man.
Yes, sir.
I can't stand boring. How about you?
Amen.
Amen. A bunch of grumpy old people just sitting around with a frown on their face. Hey, I'd rather have some happy in my soul. Amen. I don't care what they say. Somebody say, oh, somebody's talking about you on Facebook. That's why I don't have Facebook, because I don't give a rip.
Amen.
Hey, if they're talking about me, they're giving you a break.
Yes, sir. Come on now.
Amen. Listen, I preach the gospel. I expect it.
Yes, sir. Yeah. That's
right. I stand for what's right and for what's true. I expect it.
Yes, sir.
So it doesn't bother me too bad when it comes.
Yeah.
Amen. The only time it really does get next to me a little bit, when it's one of y'all doing it.
Yeah, come on,
preacher. I just ought to be honest.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I'm human too. Amen.
Yes.
When it's that crowd out yonder doing it, I laugh at it. It doesn't make me mad. But when I hear it come from one of y'all, boy, it hurts.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
They've been days I've been tempted to get a Facebook and light you up.
Yeah.
You say, who are you talking to? You know exactly who I'm talking to. Wow. That wasn't in my notes. Amen. Thought I'd put it out there. Amen.
Yeah.
Disadvantages to being a Christian. Your old enemy, or your old daddy, is now your enemy.
Yes.
The devil's after you.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
But I got good news. Your new father is bigger than your enemy.
That's right.
Amen. With God, all things are possible. The Bible said we're more than conquerors through Him. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. We got verse after verse after verse after verse after verse to encourage us and to reassure us that even though the devil is raging, we're on the winning side. Amen. Somebody said, I've read the back of the book and we win. I've got to quit. We have trials that are coming our way. But listen, usually our trials are just a basis for a reward.
Amen.
If we'll stay faithful in that trial. Listen, God's people have trouble.
Yes, sir.
And they have trial or restrictions. They have things, we have things that hinder us. But not only do we have restrictions or troubles, listen, we have a recourse. We have a recourse. In verse number 5, the Bible uses that word. And Peter was put in prison. Am I quoting it right? I can't see it. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Listen, we have trouble just like the world has trouble. They go to the funeral home just like we do. Lost people get cancer just like saved people. Amen. Lost people have relationship trouble just like saved people have relationship trouble. But we have a recourse.
Yes, sir.
What is their recourse?
Yeah.
Dr. Phil?
Yeah.
Oprah?
Yeah. Come on, brother.
We have Jesus.
Amen.
We have the Lord.
Yes.
But much prayer was made without ceasing.
Yeah.
We can pray. Let me say it again. We can pray.
Amen.
You've heard testimonies this morning. Brother Danny stood up and talked about his son, his body being clear of cancer from the neck down.
Yes.
And they thought it was spread throughout. You know what that's a result of?
Prayer.
It's prayer.
Yes, sir.
My stepdad's at home this morning recovering from blood clots in his leg, but I'm as convinced as I am alive, God's going to take the cancer that showed up in his lung and God's going to do away with that thing. Hey, man, I believe that. I'm not a faith healer, but I got faith in a healer. I don't have the power to heal. Amen. If I did, we would pay this building off. Amen. Because I'd be a wealthy man. I don't believe there's... Somebody will get mad at me right here, but this is a Baptist church. I don't believe there's a faith healer on the face of this planet. If they are, they should be put in jail.
Yes, sir.
Here's what they preach. If you've got faith and I lay my hands on you, you'll be healed. Why is Scottish Rite in business?
That's right, preacher.
It's simple logic. Why is it in business?
Yeah.
If you got all that power,
amen.
You've never met a 4-year-old that ain't got faith.
Amen.
They believe in the Easter Bunny.
Yes, sir.
They got faith, man. Yes, they believe in a rabbit that lays eggs, man. Come
amen.
On. They've got faith.
Yes, sir.
If they've got that faith, why don't they go through there and bop all them little old cancer-ridden babies on the head and heal them and send them home? Because they're charlatans and frauds, that's why.
Amen.
I don't have faith in a faith healer, but I've got faith in a healer.
Yes, sir.
The Bible calls him the great physician.
Yes, sir.
His name is the Lord of hosts and the King of kings. Amen.
Amen.
We have a recourse. When Brother Tommy called, crying so uncontrollably I couldn't understand him, telling me his daughter had cancer. And it seemed like every day it was a worse phone call and a worse phone call and a worse phone call. Now the cancer's in her brain, now it's in her lung, now it's in her liver, now it's everywhere. She's dying. Doctors didn't believe she'd come through it. She's sitting right there.
Yeah.
Did I tell you? She's sitting right there.
Amen.
Post been dead 4 years ago. Amen. Then they said, if you're ever going to have another baby, you better find you, what'd you call that, a surrogate? You better find you a surrogate. Surrogate mother, because you never, it's impossible for you to have a child. Well, she swole up like a toad frog.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. That's not from eating all Sheila's cooking, neither.
Yeah.
Amen. There is a bun in the oven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You say, what are you, is that just coincidence? My hind leg coincidence.
Amen.
When you got medical doctors looking you in the face and going, ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
And then they scratch your head and go, oh.
Yeah.
How'd this happen?
Yeah.
I'll tell you how it happened. We have a recourse.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Does God always heal?
No.
No. Sometimes it's God's will just take us home.
Amen.
Amen. But God does heal.
Yes.
Sure as I'm standing here, God does heal. We have a recourse. We can pray. The greatest tool we have in our arsenal is the one least used or less used. Amen. Bible said we can come boldly unto the throne of grace. We can ask for help in our time of need.
Yes, sir.
But yet we don't pray.
Right.
You know what happens? Listen to me carefully. Be honest with yourself. Don't answer me out loud. But I wonder how many of you do this. Trouble comes in your life and you ask somebody else to pray.
Oh, there it is.
Amen.
Hey, y'all pray for me. I bet you pray for yourself.
Yes, sir.
I'd be glad to pray with you, but join me.
Yes, sir.
Y'all all right? Had a fella call me one day, and I know I'm running late, and we'll get out in a minute, but I got one more point after this, maybe. I had a guy call me one day, and he's going through a big trial in his life. And he said, I want to ask you a favor. I said, okay. He said, I want you to pray with me. I said, I'll do it. He said, not only that, he said, I want you to fast with me for 7 days. You know what fast means?
Yes, sir.
It ain't a 69 Camaro, no. It's go without eating. Go without food. Go without something to drink except water. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And I take that serious.
Yes, sir.
It's not just a flippant thing. It's,
that's right.
Man, when you got a serious matter at hand, fasting's a good thing.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Why? Because it denies your flesh.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I said, I tell you what, brother. I said, are you going to fast 7 days? He said, well, I'm not really able. I just thought maybe you would. He's my friend to this day. I said, brother, I ain't starving myself for your problem.
That's right.
If you ain't willing to.
Yes, sir.
Right.
And by the way, you're a good bit bigger than me.
Yeah.
You can afford to fast better than I can. I fast for 7 days. You may not find me.
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody say, where'd he go? Amen. The wind blew him away. Amen. But we do. We have a recourse. We have a recourse. Lastly, let me say, I got two more points, actually, but I'm not going to get to it. Not only do we have a recourse, but we have a rescuer.
Amen.
We have a rescuer. The Christians in the church, I believe this is God's plan. Let me say it again. The Christians in the church were praying.
Yes, sir.
Peter was in trouble. Listen, he wasn't praying. Read your book. Read your story. He is asleep.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't sound like a very worried man to me.
That's right. Amen.
He was sound asleep, wrapped up in two chains between two soldiers, snoring.
Yes, sir.
But back at the church house,
there
was something going on.
Amen.
There was people going to God and praying for Simon Peter. They didn't know Simon was asleep. They knew he's in jail. They knew he's there for a wrong reason. He wasn't guilty of anything but preaching the Lord and him crucified. And brother, they got down on their knees and they started saying, oh God, would you help Peter? Oh God, would you free Peter out of prison?
Yes, sir.
And God's, oh brother, like the Lone Ranger.
Yes, sir.
Right on time. Amen.
Amen.
Right on time.
A
light shone in the prison.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a good sign of his presence. Amen.
Yes,
when Paul met him, you remember what it was?
Light.
It was a great light, wasn't it? The light shone in the prison. God woke Peter up and said, hey, psst, let's go.
Yeah.
There was a rescuer.
Yes, sir.
There was a rescuer. I'm glad he rescued me.
Amen.
Amen. I didn't save myself.
That's right.
Didn't have power to do it. I didn't heal her cancer, but I called somebody who could.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I remember praying. And I'll be honest with you, it's what I prayed. I said, Lord, I believe Brother Tommy might get through it. That's what I prayed. I said, Brother Tommy might get through it. I said, but Lord, I don't know if Sheila's going to make it.
Yeah.
And that's what I pray. I said, God, please, if for nothing else but her sake, please touch her.
Yeah.
I'm glad he rescues.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad he rescues.
Amen.
Amen. And I've prayed prayers like that over and over and over. I could take every section of this church, every row, almost every pew, and I could show you miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle where the church has prayed and the rescuer showed up.
Amen.
Amen. There's disadvantages to being a Christian, but the advantages far outweigh.
That's right.
Amen. There is a recourse we have, and it's simple this morning, prayer.
Yeah.
Prayer changes things. Amen? there is a rescuer, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalms 34 and verse 19, the Bible said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all.
Amen.
How you like that? Psalms 97, verse number 10, the Bible said, ye that love the Lord, hate evil, and preserveth the souls of his saints, he delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Oh, we've got over and over and over where the Bible said God rescues his people.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Listen, lastly, Brother Todd, y'all come get us a song if you would. Listen, I said we have restrictions or troubles. We have things that seems to be holding us back. But then we have a recourse. We can pray. We can pray. I think the altars in America aren't being used like they should. People used to have prayer meetings.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Wednesday night used to be called prayer meeting. It wasn't,
yes, sir.
It wasn't church service, it was prayer meeting.
That's right.
People met just to pray.
That's right, preacher.
Just to get together and bombard heaven,
yes, sir,
with their needs and requests. Amen.
Yes,
and that's what prayer is. Amen. We have a recourse. We could pray. Listen, I thought about when 9/11 happened and the planes flew in the building and the Pentagon and they drove that one into the ground in Pennsylvania. I remember our president looking straight into that TV camera and said, America, please pray.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
That lasted about 6 weeks.
Right.
You know how long it's been since I heard a government official look into a camera and say, America, please pray.
Yes.
I'm telling you, brother. Oh, the answer's going to be the election. No, it ain't.
Right.
The answer's going to be found on our knees. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's our recourse. That's our recourse. Jesus is our rescuer. The church is on their knees praying. While they're praying, the Lord goes to the jail and said, I'm here to bail out one Simon Peter. Amen. But then there was a responsibility to report. Peter, there's a bunch of you under praying for you. Go tell them what I just did.
Yeah.
Peter goes to the door and knocks.
Yeah.
Little gal comes to the door and she said, oh, it's Peter. They said, you're crazy. Peter's in jail.
Yeah.
You're crazy. Peter's in jail. Peter said, no, it's really me. Read it. It's in there. He said, I'm out here. God bail me out this evening.
Yeah.
I was asleep, bound up with two chains, and the angel of the Lord showed up, and the light filled the prison, and the chains fell off, and the doors swung open, and I walked out a free man. Amen. We have a responsibility. Somebody said, why y'all talk about Ashley all the time? It's our responsibility.
Yes, sir.
Why y'all talking about Heath this morning? It's our responsibility. Well, to do what? Report what God's done. To let folks know what God hath done. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. Amen. Let's stand our feet this morning. You got trouble. You got trial. But you got a recourse. You've got a recourse. You got somewhere to go. When we go to the funeral home, we don't have to go by ourselves. Brother Johnny, I just preached over there in Gadsden right next to where we had your dad's funeral on Thursday night. Me and Levi was over there, and I thought about when we was at Brother Johnny's funeral, Brother Johnny's dad's funeral, Paul, I just preached a message about the birds are still singing. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
We were standing by the graveside. I already had my Bible open and fixing to read some scripture and pray. Johnny just gets up, and he comes up there and puts his arm around me. He said, hey, listen, there are little birds in them bushes all around us. Johnny said, birds are still singing. Amen. In other words, if them birds are still singing, God's taking care of us. Amen. We have a recourse this morning. I can't fix America's problem, but I can pray. I can't solve your marital trouble, but I can pray. I can't heal you of your diseases, but I can pray. Amen. And the one I'm praying to is able to do anything I ask. Above anything we even ask or think, the Bible said. You can't even think bigger than God. Amen. We have a recourse. We have a recourse. We have a rescuer. Hey, Jesus will help you this morning. I don't care what your problem is. You're bringing it to a God that's bigger than your problem. He is a rescuer. Then we got a responsibility to go tell somebody, hey, you ain't gonna believe what God did. Amen. Let's bow our heads all over the house.
We're going to be out of here in just a minute. But before we do this morning, let me ask you a question. Do you know Him? Do you know Him? When you pray or if you pray, is He listening? He's only listening if you're His child. That's a pretty serious question, isn't it? Let me put it another way. If you drop dead right now of a heart attack, would you be in heaven? Would you? Do you know that for sure in your heart? You say, preacher, I do. I know if I died today, heaven would be my home. How about it? Just put your hand up if you know. God bless your hearts. That's just about everybody in here. I wonder if you're here this morning and say, preacher, I couldn't raise my hand because I'm not sure. I don't want to die and go to hell. I'd like to know that I go to heaven when I die. If you can really know that, I'd like to get that settled in my heart. Sure wish you'd pray for me. I won't come to you and embarrass you for nothing. I'm just going to pray for you. You say, preacher, I'm not sure. Would you pray for me? Just slip up your hand. Just slip up your hand, but God bless you. Preacher, I'm not sure. I need to get that thing settled in my heart. Just pray for me. If you would, just remember me when you pray. Anybody else? Preacher, I'm saved. I know I am. But I'm going through one of those trials you're talking about. Pray I would rely on my recourse. I've been worrying myself to death and doubting and fretting, and I'm just so stressed out, I don't know what to do. Pray I'd put my trust in the Lord. How about it? I pray for you this morning. Thank you. Thank you so much. Fathers, we come to you this morning in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for a good day. And Lord, thank you for these good people, God. It's an honor and a privilege to stand here week after week and preach to such fine people. But Lord, even though they're good people, they got trouble, they got trial, they got problems. Lord, I pray you'd help them this morning. Be their rescuer today. Lord, swoop in when nobody else will. And God, help and do what nobody else can. Lord, you saw every hand, you know every heart. God, I pray you'd deal with us accordingly. Don't let anybody leave here without knowing for sure, God, that they're saved. Help them to get that settled today. Father, we'll thank you. We'll praise you. We give you glory for all you do. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.